This will be a short version of the body scan meditation, moving through the body from the feet to the head. I will lead the practice as if you are lying down on your back. So if you are choosing to do the practice in an upright posture, sitting or kneeling, then please adapt the instructions accordingly. To begin with, settling into your posture. Becoming aware of the main points of contact with the surface on which you're lying. The back of the head, the shoulder blades, the upper back, the elbows, the hands, and that area at the base of the spine, the sacrum, the flat area that takes a lot of weight around the hips and the pelvic girdle. And now we come down to the legs, being aware of any points of contact along the legs and at the feet. And now we can turn our attention to our breathing, aware of the in-breath and the out-breath, the wave-like motion of the breathing, the flowing in and the flowing out, aware of the various sensations we feel in the body as we breathe, the different movements of the body as the breath comes in and as the breath goes out. And now we can move down through the body, down through the legs to the feet, having a general awareness of the feet, whether the feet feel warm or cold, aware of the toes. Sometimes it's not easy to be aware of all the toes, and this will apply throughout the body scan. We may find that there are points where we do not feel very much at all. We can just be aware of sensations or even the lack of sensations in different areas. Moving from the big toes down to the small toes, just aware of any feelings, lack of feelings in the toes. Aware of the soles of the feet, and the tops of the feet. And now moving up into the ankles, aware of sensations in the ankle joints, aware of any tightness, any holding around this area. If we feel any tension, any tightness, any holding, we can form an intention of letting go. Letting go with the out-breath. Moving up along the backs of the lower legs, through the calf muscles. Again, aware of any sensations, any feelings we have in this particular area on each leg, and the shins, the fronts of the legs, and coming up to the knee joints, aware of sensations around the knees, at the front, sides and backs of the knees. If we wish, we can imagine the knees opening. Imagine the muscles, or feeling the muscles softening around the knees. again letting go of any tightness with the out-breath, softening as best we can. But just being aware of what's happening, of what we feel at this moment, in this place, in this part of the body. Coming up into the upper legs, into the thighs, aware of sensations in the tops or the front of the thighs, and the backs of the thighs. Big muscles, big bones in the thighs. Sometimes we discover a certain amount of tension of holding. We hadn't noticed this before, but for many people the thighs work quite hard as we move around in our ordinary lives. And coming up to the hip joints, aware of the sensations in the hips, breathing in to this particular area, softening, letting go with the out-breath. We can move around to the back, becoming aware of that flat area, the base of the spine, the sacrum. Aware of the whole pelvic girdle supported from the sacrum, with the big muscles of the lower abdomen covering the front, and being aware of any sensations, any holding, any tightness in this area, any movement. Then we can move along the front of the body, moving up from the lower abdomen, moving up across the tummy, being aware of any movement here as we breathe, this gentle swelling and retracting. Not doing anything to the breath, just letting the breath breathe itself. Now we can return once again to the sacrum, the base of the spine, and then moving up along the back, again as best we can, softening with the out-breath, or at least just having an intention of softening as we breathe out. We don't have to relax any muscles in the body. It's enough to just be aware, to place our attention on different parts. Sometimes just being aware of a particular part of the body that's tight helps it to soften, to relax slightly. Moving up along the back, aware of the muscles running up the side of the spine, aware that the spine is made up of parts, the vertebrae, separated by discs. And sometimes we can feel the back just moving slightly again, echoing the breathing. Moving up along the back, we come up towards the upper back where the rib cage joins the spine. Again, we may feel some movement here as the ribs move slightly with the in-breath and out-breath. The rib cage slightly expanding as we breathe in and retracting as we breathe out. Coming up to the shoulder blades, breath bringing our attention to any sensations or lack of sensations in this area. And coming up to the shoulders, aware of the tops of the shoulders, the feelings in the shoulders, the sensations in the shoulders, and coming out to the shoulder joints, where the upper arm joins the upper body. As we lie here, we may feel a sort of opening in the shoulder joints, or we can form an intention of softening around the shoulder joints, as though the arms are falling out of the shoulders. And then moving down into the upper arms, aware again of any sensations, feelings in this area, and on down to the elbows. And from the elbows we move into the lower arms, aware of the inside and outsides of the lower arms, and coming down to the wrists, and then on into the hands, aware of the palms of the hands, the backs of the hands, and the fingers. If we have our hands at the side of the body with the palms facing upwards, we can just be aware of the shape of the fingers. If you have your hands resting on the body, then just be aware of the sensation of contact between the hands and the body. You may feel some movement of the body as you breathe. And now we move up through the arms, the elbows, the upper arms, to the shoulders, coming back to the muscles in the shoulders, aware of any sensations, any feelings. We experience any tightness in the shoulders, just breathing into this area, softening as best we can. And then moving up into the neck, aware of the muscles of the neck. For many people, this is an area of tightness, discomfort, ache, even pain. These muscles do not need to do any work now. The head is supported, still. We can just let them be. We can just be aware of the sensations, the feelings in the neck. Then moving on up along the neck, we arrive at that point where the vertebrae of the neck join the skull. This area can often be tight, can experience a certain amount of tension, of holding. Once more, we can use the breath with an intention of letting go with the out-breath. And then moving up along the back of the head, aware of any sensations in this area, any feelings around the head, around the ears, and coming up to the crown of the head, the top of the body. And then moving our attention over to the forehead, feeling any tightness in the forehead. We can think of the forehead being smoothed out as we breathe, of softening the skin on the forehead, letting go. And the same with that gap between the eyebrows. We can just have a sense of openness, or being aware of sensations in this area. And then moving down into the face, aware of the muscles of the cheeks, sensations in these muscles. Aware of the mouth. If there's any tension in the jaw, we can take this opportunity of softening, of letting go. We can become aware of where the tongue is placed in the mouth. And then we can move up to the eyes, aware of sensations in the muscles around the eyes and in the eyes. Just letting the eyes rest. And aware of the whole face. And now we can turn our attention to the whole body, aware of the whole body just lying here, aware of the breath flowing in and flowing out, aware of that wave-like motion of the breath, the inflow, the outflow. Just aware of how the body feels, just lying still. The only movement is coming from the breath, from the breathing, effortless movement. We don't have to do anything. We just let the breath breathe itself. In a few moments, we will end this body scan meditation. We can begin by just bringing a little movement into different parts of the body, maybe moving the toes, the fingers, just feeling the life coming back into the muscles, moving the hands, the arms. And when we're ready, we can draw the legs up so the feet are on the floor, the bed, knees pointing upwards. We can just rock the knees from side to side. And then we can allow the knees to fall to one side and just roll over onto our sides, resting here a moment. And depending whether you're lying on the floor or on a bed, just choosing how you're going to get up, to move into a sitting or a standing position. If you're on the floor, you could come up onto your knees and hands, and then just slowly coming up into an upright position. If you're on a bed, just choosing how you're going to sit up on the edge of the bed, and then standing up, if that's appropriate. This is the end of this body scan meditation.